This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The start of the new year means a modest raise for minimum wage earners in Colorado. The state's minimum wage goes up 32 cents to $12.32 per hour. The increase is tied to inflation. More people can go into the cannabis business with a law that takes effect today. The law expands cannabis business licenses to people who may be low income or have a previous conviction for a marijuana-related offense. The goal is to diversify license holders in the state to better reflect Colorado's demographics. Aspiring cannabis entrepreneurs can apply to a program that makes capital and technical support available. Residents in Pueblo will soon be getting reverse 911 calls when elevated levels of COVID-19 are detected in nearby wastewater. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
The city has 7 wastewater basins. When higher levels of the virus are detected in one, residents there will receive a recorded voice and text message alerting them to the increase. Mayor Nick Gradisara says it's an early warning system meant to encourage residents to get tested.
Hopefully that will give us some early warning and will allow residents to take measures that are necessary to protect themselves.
Wastewater testing has shown to be effective in predicting outbreaks of the virus. According to the state, the utilities participating in wastewater testing for COVID-19 serve more than half of Colorado's population. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
Pueblo, Colorado Springs, and Metro Denver have highs today in the 40s and slightly warmer weather tomorrow. This is CPR News.